John Wilkes, the 18th century radical journalist, offended everyone. He packed his newspapers with sex and lies and stories about bishops buggering their maids and so on and so on. And in the process, through his struggles with the authorities, he gave birth to press freedom. The newspaper Gay News caused profound offence to Christians in 1976 when it published a poem about a Roman centurion giving Jesus Christ a blowjob. And in the process, in its struggles with the authorities, it started a debate about the blasphemy laws, which eventually led to their abolition, expanding freedom of speech for all of you, for everyone.
Question.
No. The right to offend, the right to offend is not some pesky little part of freedom of speech that we have to put up with. It is the heart and soul and lungs of freedom of speech. It is the coursing lifeblood of human progress. It is the instigator of liberty and modernity and science and understanding. What a laughing stock today's student leaders are, that they can so casually dismiss the right to be offensive without realizing that their lovely, enlightened lives are the gift of individuals who gave offense. The gift of scientists, thinkers, agitators who bravely showed their asses to the dominant ideas of their era. Their offensiveness made you free. I know what some student leaders will say. Oh, but our no platforming is about protecting individuals. We only want to protect women from misogyny and black students from racism. So our intolerance is progressive. Please, how progressive is it to say that female students are so fragile that they can't cope with seeing a pair of tits in the sun? No, without falling apart. That doesn't sound progressive to me. That sounds paternalistic. How progressive is it to say that black students need these wise white student leaders to protect them from harmful ideas? Because that doesn't sound progressive to me. That sounds neo-colonialist. The fact is, today's student leaders aren't protecting individuals, they're protecting an idea, and it is the most mainstream status quo idea of the 21st century, the idea of human vulnerability, the poisonous notion that humans are fragile and therefore our speech and our relations must be monitored and policed. It is this misanthropic, orthodox idea that they promote and which they protect from criticism as surely as priests once ring-fenced their beliefs from ridicule. In this choking climate, we have got to move beyond talking about a right to offend. We have to talk about a duty to offend. Anyone who cares for freedom, anyone who believes that humanity only progresses through being daring and disrespectful now has a duty to rile and stir and outrage, a duty to break out of the new grey conformism, a duty to ridicule the new guardians of decency, a duty to tell them, fuck your orthodoxies. Thank you.